Studios, Armstrong, Unmatched Fiber Network.
Welcome to the Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER, Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess, and we are here to celebrate, plus or minus, number 700. Congratulations. We've reached this far.
Yeah, and we have to put that disclaimer out there because we don't do math on this show except for letting you know that local music is the best value for your entertainment dollar. So we're in the ballpark of 700 episodes, and this is the day we chose to do it because we've got our Christmas episode next week. We've got our year-end wrap-up, and then, boom, we're into 2026.
Wow. And planning already underway. Bands are being booked for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August. So make sure as you get ready for the month of January or whenever we make the announcement that Cooper's Lake is opening up their camping reservations. Tickets will be going on sale, and we'll be getting you ready for the Band Jam and, of course, the Grassy. And we'll talk a little bit about that and just have a little fun reflecting. We're going to kind of go through, not to rip off Taylor Swift, but we are the eras of the Grassroots Show here tonight.
That's funny because when we did the Noble Hops 15th anniversary, it was kind of eras of the Noble Hops. And Tony was like, yeah, just like Taylor, we should have called this the eras. The eras. Eras tour. So, funny guy.
But this show evolved into what it is today back in 2012. 13 years ago now, and it kind of evolved because you and I both have a love of a certain international band from yesteryear named UFO, and we were actually promoting a Shady Lady produced show. Imagine that.
I was getting the dog and pony show at the radio station.
Yep, and we had you in to talk about that and preview that, and we were just shooting the breeze about our music loves and talking about local music, and it evolved into, well, why don't we do something about that? And here it is, 700 episodes later. We're still coming into the studio to record and highlight some local bands each and every week.
Yeah, and the material is endless. Yeah. That's the beautiful part of it. And I'm talking high-quality, good material. I mean, the real thing, the real deal, the real stuff. And we're playing it every Sunday night here. And so much of it makes its way into regular rotation on this radio station, this family of radio stations, which is amazing and unheard of in today's world.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's just, it's cool that we're able to share that to the public. And we're aware of the fact that the public has embraced that, too, because you listen to it and you enjoy it. And we hear that when we come out to different shows. But it's been a fun ride, and we've got a lot of music to play tonight. We're going to go through 14 songs tonight. Next week, we're going to go through 16 Christmas tunes. Yeah. It's going to be some busy music for you to enjoy.
Now, and let's set this up, Bob. Now, why we're doing 14 songs is we decided to pick, you and I picked one song in 100 episode segments. Yep. So from the first 100 shows, you and I picked a song. From show 101 to 200, we picked a song, and up to today. So and it wasn't easy, but in some cases it really was. Like right out of the gate for me it was, because some of these songs, I was telling you offline, they've become just my favorite songs. Like they'll be in the same conversation as me going, somebody saying, what's your favorite song? Stairway to Heaven from Zeppelin, Surrender by Cheap Trick, this first one we're going to play here, Ben Valasek and the Growlers, Walk on the Water.
How about that?
I mean, that's just one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, and Ben performed at our band jam this year because he's back playing some music, and rumor has it that something exciting might be coming in 2026. Stay tuned, friends.
Yeah, I know. I got some down low.
But, boy, it was great to see Ben back with the guitar in his hand again because he's such a great, great musician. And, Walk on the Water is a great tune. And going to go back in time, and we're gonna dig out two songs from this band just because we have to. But in particular, wanted to pull out this song because this is what introduced us to the Holland Brothers Band, and they became one of the first bands that we began to play in regular rotation. Yeah. As this thing started to evolve and we were testing the waters to see, how the public would receive that.
That's a good point.
You know, and would they accept local music being played in the rotation? Because according to the big box stores, that's taboo. Yeah. Well, we've certainly broke down those walls, and thanks in large part to the Holland Brothers Band, who had created some material before they were even the Holland Brothers Band. But they did a cool song called Shuffle Drivin', and we were able to get a copy of their early CD.
Yes, I think they were called Indecision. Was that it? Before? Yeah,
and then they were a little undecided.
Yeah, migrated into that, and so this first era, 100 episodes is basically from our starting point, July 1st, 2012, through May of 2014. So that's the span of time we're covering there, and kind of interesting too, because I have our 100th episode sheet up here.
Okay,
and our guest then was the Highland Brothers Band. Oh no, they weren't. Yes, they were. The Highland Brothers Band was our guest then. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And it looks like we played songs from Frank Vieira that day, Mark Ferrari, and we had B.E. Taylor and Splitting Charlie. So, yeah, pretty crazy. 100. And our sponsor, very first sponsor too, Bob, the Rainbow Inn.
How about that?
They're the ones very that stepped one. Up and ponied up some money to help us out. And it's crazy here just looking at the open mics and our concert calendar and Noble Hops were at the Apollo Eagles on May 31st, Saturday. So there you got that. And coming up on the Needles of Fury tattoo stage at Peter B's, All My Monsters, and Mickey Moe and the Mamalukes. And it's great, fun stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah. Well, let me go back, and I'm seeing interviews that involved Big House Pete, Bastard Bearded Irishman, who were one of our first headliners with Highway 4. I see we're talking about Corbry Woodstock, Tim Connell, Fat Lip Productions. Yeah. That was within the first year. We also had, of course, Robin Slim on from the Shiners going into 2014. We had Shane Alexander call in from California.
Oh, yeah.
And on the same show, a guy named Bill Damiano checked in. So how far that's been going back, some awesome stuff, some great, I mean, and we're seeing a lot of bands that are no more, but then people that are still together today, Samantha Sears, Chip Dominic, or at that time it was Chip Demonic, the Red Lines, Slim Forsythe, talking about the old Peter B's. Yeah. You mentioned that one right there. Pretty cool stuff. And even a band called About a Mile.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them and Trigger Happy, some old bands that aren't no more.
Trigger Happy was so fun. Yeah. And when I was going through my papers, too, I'm like, Trigger Happy. And I almost pulled a Trigger Happy song because they were just fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed them. And looking at here, too, on the concert calendar on May 31st, I guess that would have been in 2014, was the CD release party for the Highland Brothers Band with Wine and Spirit at the Beer Garden.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we got to get some music. We're going to talk.
Let's go here. Yeah, because we're going to get into TV, productions and all kinds of other stuff. So let's get at it here tonight. It's the 700th episode. Ben Velasak and the Growlers and the Holland Brothers Band kicking it off tonight here on The Rock Station 97.7 and our grassroots show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
I'm not one to believe in ghosts or goblins or ghouls, but I'd rather keep an open mind than to live like an ignorant fool. See, I've never seen an angel, but the devil has knocked on my door. There's good all around this world, but it is great that I'm striving for. I wanna walk on the whole water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that list. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist, those miracles. And I'm not afraid of the end. And I don't want no TV preacher to buy me one with the money I sent. See, my glass is half empty, but sometimes it's half full. But it don't mean a damn thing, frankly, unless you let superstitions rule. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that stone. I wanna find that fountain of our youth. I wanna bring our children home. I wanna light up from the lightning. I wanna give every present on that lid. I wanna keep on searching till I find them, cause I know that they exist. Those must be beautiful. Red one in the magazine, and the mama saw her baby at birth. A neighbor lady said she fell out of touch. Time man got a second chance. A Hail Mary took them through the day. For me, I'm just searching for one, cause I want to believe. I wanna walk on the water. I wanna pull that sword out of that star wall. I wanna find.
As I'm mumbling along on the shuffle drive. dry bones and boards on sweat. Live my life with no regret. Seen people wasting their whole life on by the main amp, launching time now, singing along. Won't you sing along? Shovel driving down that road. No particular place to go.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, we are celebrating 700 episodes. And this first grouping of our Eras Tour tonight on the 700th episode of Grassroots is brought to you by one of our longest-running sponsors, Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler.
And he was doing sponsoring way back then because he was offering up, because Drunk on Us came out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio, and he was offering up songs of the winners back then.
Yep, and still is doing it today. Thank you, Jim Harpel, for the longtime support of our show. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Just think, Utah, we get through, survive 200 more of these, somebody might throw us a party again.
Well, it's kind of funny because that you mentioned party, because during this, this time period here is when we hit our second, or 200th episode, I'm sorry, which is roughly June 2014 through to up to May 2016. And I remember, because I'm looking at a picture right here of you and I, that station didn't care. We're like, we hit 200 episodes and nobody here cared. Yeah. Nobody did. And so you and I found three balloons, and we blew them up, and we wrote 200 on it, and we're standing in front of the sign here with them, and just proud as hell.
Yeah.
And we had to beg somebody to even take the picture, because what's this about? We don't care.
Yeah.
And then our wives threw us a really cool party on your patio. Yep. So that was a wonderful afternoon. We hung out, and we celebrated ourselves.
Yeah. We had to bring our own beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this was it. On April 24th, 2016, this is our 200th episode.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and here we are looking at, I was going through the year-end episode back on, we were recording just before Christmas 2016. And bands we played, Needs Hotel Band, Billy Price, Sean Hartman. Remember his song Topsoil?
Oh, yeah.
Tarach and Sky, Mary Lou Scherter. Hey, Trigger Happy comes up again.
Yeah.
The Shiners. The Noble Hops and their song Grace. After the Fall, Sheer Khan. Remember the Climo Brothers band?
Yeah.
The Red Lines, and we wrapped it up with Anger the Ant. Because I think, was that the first year that they won?
That
would have been the year they won Drunk on Us, was the Grassy. First of two for them.
Yeah. So. And it's interesting. I can't find the 200 sheet. I have number 199, our guest was Joe Grushecki. And I have number 201. And our guest was the YJJs. Remember them crazy cats?
I still have one of their shirts. Yeah.
Yeah, they were a great time. We had the Red Lines on, the Shiners, and Highway 4 and Cage. We played Cage that day. And on 199, we had Amy Jane Wyler Band, Nameless in August. Remember? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Ben Valasek and the Growlers, Walk on the Water, and Mary Lou Scherter.
Yeah.
She was always a big guest on the show back then, yeah.
And do you remember when we had Sean Hartman in the studio to talk about what he was doing? Who was his sidekick that day?
That's I was blown away watching this kid play guitar, and that was Zach Revito.
Zach Revito.
I was so impressed. I remember leaving that day and go, man, you should have seen the kid that was playing guitar in the studio today. And an amazing talent.
Yeah, and that was 2016, friends.
Yeah, 2016.
We had Eddie Mannion on that time.
Oh, yeah.
Big part of... great music over the years. We talked with Justin Fabus. We also had Joe Grushecki on that year. That was the infamous year we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction and ended up going to Asbury Park to Joe, and he ignored us.
Yep, pretty much.
So some fuzz. Dave Iglar, remember him playing Guitar Carnival in the studio?
Yeah.
Man, he was shredding it. That was a great time, and man, that was... Well, we were coming up on 10 years ago that. You
know? And I've seen some posts from them here lately, so they're back at it doing something. Yeah.
Because
I think he had some health issues or something there for a while, but I've seen some posts of them recently. Might be time to reach out again.
It might be. Might be. Well, and we were just celebrating music from our different eras of the Grassroots Show, and I think we're going to be pulling up a runner-up back-to-back years. They were a runner-up, as a matter of fact, for the Grassy Award.
Right.
A band that is no more, but their guitarist is part of Dinner Bell Road nowadays.
Yeah, and this is, again, talk about favorite songs. And this is one of my favorite songs. I mean, this, and it's, you know, music is great. It's such a powerful force, and sometimes some songs just come along at the right times when you really need them. And this was one of them. And that was Lions in America and their song, The Fine Art of Falling Apart. Just freaking love this song.
Oh, yeah, it's a great tune. And as I said, it was runner-up back-to-back years, held off by The Shiners every once in a while, and Anger the Ants, Drunk on Us. So they were against some pretty awesome competition. But think of the music between those three bands that we just mentioned. Hey, and we're going to follow it up with another guy who was a multi-time Grassy nominee, and I just had an opportunity this past year to spend a little time. We got a live on location in Asbury Park with Wojo, and boy, we could play Canvas or we could play Tip of My Tongue, but either one sticks in our mind for a decade. One of our first guests over the years.
Yeah, and Canvas is one of my favorite songs, but I love it, and this is good. Nickels in My Pocket, I mean, and he's got new material. I can't wait for him to get this out, and I've heard him do it live. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's do Wojo, Tip of My Tongue, following Lions in America. It's the Grassroots 700th show celebration tonight on the Grassroots Show that is every Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
It's the fine art of falling apart in this town. I hope you all see what's happening here in this town. I told you all 10 years ago in a song. I told you to get out and never look back and never let it go. 'Cause it's the fine art of falling. I hope it's not too late.
I hope it's not too late.
Into my sheets, her is all around me. I'm comforted, I breathe it in. It's like she's right beside me. Close my eyes, I'm not so lonely. Got the memories as vivid as it's ever been. What I wanted to say is I'm in love with you. Though our timing's all wrong, I think she knows it too. What she needed to hear, now it ain't the same. On the tip of my tongue is where it remains. Oh, it's where it'll stay.
To the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. We are celebrating 700 years, it feels like. 700 episodes. Well, it actually feels like a couple of years, but then it feels like, man, you start going back through the archives and I get to the point where I'm like, man, I don't even remember that. But then I do. It starts that rolling and tumbling, if you will, down the musical episodes and all the fun we had. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that emerged with the first one at the Slippery Rock Dunes and the first ever Grassy Award-winning act, which was 2013 in Highway 4, One of These Days. And they were the headliner that year with the Bastard Bearded Irishman. And then now we're coming up on the Needs Hotel Band 2017 and a return of Anger the Ant, as we had a two-time winner. That's the only time to this point that's happened, but we're kind of celebrating things tonight. We want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee. There are four locations presenting the next couple of segments of our Reflections Back in Time. We're doing the Eras Tour, the Grassroots Show here tonight.
And this era here is pretty much from May 2016 through up to April 2018, which was our 300th episode. This actually happened on, what is it, April 8th.
Wow.
So, yeah, 300 episodes there. And
man. Yeah, good stuff. Well, that brings to mind an old thing that used to happen years ago at an old place that doesn't exist anymore. January 28th, 2017, the first Rock Done Right tour stop for the year 2017 was the Southern Fried Rock Show 12.
Oh, yeah, 12.
That featured Coal Town, East Coast Turnaround, Doppler Effect, The Shiners, and the Hawkeyes.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. They did Miracle Man that night on stage. I remember that. I just stood there with my mouth. I so regret not filming that. It was one of the best live musical performances I've ever seen in my life. Right there on that stage at Peter B's, the Hawkeyes threw down Miracle Man.
And then in 2025, we were able to see them at Big Rail Brewing throwing down just in the same fashion with a gentleman that we just talked about in the last segment, Zach Revito, now part of the band. Yeah. Now, awesome stuff. But yeah, the old Peter B's, man, what a great place that was to have a show.
Sure,
Rock
was.
And Roll Lane in Sarver.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
But and then that year too, that was a year that we had Anger the Ant and the Shiners and the Hawkeyes at the Lindora Hotel back in February of that year. You were still doing the St. Patrick's Day Brutality shows. Remember the old Ryan's Run?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Benefit Butler County Special Olympics down at the Vagabonds.
They raised so much money during that period of time as well. That was always a good time.
Yeah. And by that time, of course, Shady Lady was working the big Butler Fair, and we had a Rock Done Right tour stop there.
That's right.
The Band Jam that year was July 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
And then we decided to move it to August to get it away from the fair because we kept bumping into those dates and we knew the fair was such a big draw. And it was actually causing travel problems getting through the fairgrounds area out to Cooper's Lake for some folks coming out 422. So we figured we better move that. And, of course, we actually back then we were doing some visits to Corbury Woodstock as well, which has evolved in its own right, doing some fun stuff at Steamworks Creative. remember Zeely on Tap?
Oh, yeah.
Then there was a Veterans Day concert that year.
Oh, yeah. Was that the Traveling Wall when we brought that in?
Yeah.
Helped raise money for that. Yeah.
That was a fun stuff. Yeah. Reflections back in time. It's amazing where we've come. And, as I mentioned, the Needs Hotel Band, Anger the Ant, winners of the Grassy in that time period. Some great stuff, man. Well, let's get into some music as we continue that time period reflection. And, here's a band that, this is a song still in regular rotation today because it is that good.
Yeah, this song popped out. I mean, still don't know a lot about these guys. You know, we had them on. I remember that. And I don't even know if they're still around. It just didn't seem like it lasted too long. But this song here, still, like you said, I love it. It's called Rule of Two. The band was Rule of Two, and the song was called The Hair of the Dog. And this is a great song.
It really is. And we're going to follow that up with a guy who's been part of our band.
Another great song. Years.
And I think between me and you and both our wives, we love these group of tunes. That album that he put out, Jeff Fetterman put out, Funky Candy. Yep. And we're going to do Wash My Blues Away, which was also a Grassy-nominated tune and well-deserved. What a guitarist Jeff Fetterman is, and a great performer as well. It's the Grassroots 700th episode. We're reflecting back in time tonight, and we're glad you've tuned in to the Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
been a long time coming now. We tried to weather the storm, but it wouldn't let us out. Baby, it's a hard cross to bear. Needing your love, knowing you weren't there. So it was time to say goodbye, go our separate ways, wish that it would rain. Wash my blues away.
Separate ways, and I wish that it would rain. Broz's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broz's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. This next segment of our show being brought to you by Broz's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Another one of our longtime sponsors. We appreciate them being a part of the show. And tonight is our 700th episode. We've been taking a reflection back in time and reflecting back to the different eras of our show that has led up to 700 episodes. And we appreciate you folks that have been along for the ride. How many of you can count 700 episodes? I'm not even sure Bob in Utah can.
Anybody listen to all 700 of them? Yeah. Give us a call if you have. We have some cash indoor prizes for you, mostly indoor prizes.
Yeah, that's right. But what time period are we up to now?
Well, we're going to be entering a very interesting one now, from April 2018 up to May 2020. Okay. And that was a period. I remember it was March, I think it was 16th. It was a Monday, and we had a guest scheduled, AC Jones. And she was coming in from Ohio, and nobody knew. We were going back and forth all morning. We're not even sure if we're allowed to cross the state line. We don't know what's going on.
That's right.
And that happened to be my last time in the studio for several months. We had to do the show remote because there was this thing that happened.
Yeah, yeah. And it stopped the world, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, it stopped our world.
Well,
we kept going remotely, but...
But, yeah, we were able to, thanks to technology, but a lot of businesses shut down. And that's a time period we still reflect back on today because we've talked to bands about how they did or did not come through it, businesses that did or did not come through it. And you even saw that up until really the last year. We saw some places close in Pittsburgh, and it was all ramifications of that. They, you know, some places just didn't recover from that.
Yeah.
But we were able to survive it through the Grassroots Show. We never missed a beat via the phone line.
Yep. And she did make the drive in and performed on studio. And I remember when I did the show post on that Sunday, you know, because we were like live in the studio, and I'm like, look, she's not really live in the studio. We're taking all the precautions. And for the longest while, there was plexiglass here. And, yeah, you know, you and I were even isolated behind plexiglass when I finally started coming back in. It was bizarre times.
Yeah, it really was. And we're still swapping out microphone covers nowadays. Yeah. Just kind of out of habit. And that's multiple years later. But, boy, the music was still flowing at that time period, which was really cool. And a song that we're going to get into that kind of fits that time period, but has nothing to do with it at the same time, just because you might have wanted to roll your windows down and scream, kind of ties in. But we're going to bring out a song from a guy who really seemed like he was setting the world on fire for a while. And I haven't heard anything about him recently, but man, he could write a tune and he had great performances. Had a great guitarist with him along the way and was doing some great solo shows, and that's Justin Wade. We had him at the band jam.
Yeah, and he was cool enough. He let the Noble Hops open up for him, too, downtown at Tequila Cowboy. So he was very local music friendly in that regard. I suspect he may be raising a family or something. He was a very devoted family guy, and but maybe I ought to reach out because I've not heard anything from him.
Yeah. But we had a time period where we didn't have a band jam for a year.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that was that year.
Yeah, we couldn't have it. But that didn't stop the Grassy Awards. We were able to still pull that together. But unfortunately, the year that Juvenile Characteristics were the winners, they would have been the only band to win not at band jam, but we couldn't have it. And they were doing an outdoor show as things were starting to open up a little bit where you could do outdoor activities. And there was a show down Route 356, and we popped up and showed up and gave them the Grassy Award. And that's going to go full circle, because keep your ears to the radio about the band jam next year.
Yeah, that was in Smokin' Toad's parking lot, because they were doing outdoor shows there in his parking lot. And that place was packed that day. I remember that. It was a good day for music. Yeah. Hey, our 400th episode also happened in this era. And it looks like we had some fun with this, because it's Dave. Dave's not here, man. Remember? We had a guest named Dave that was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah.
And Dave didn't show up, and Dave didn't check in, and nobody could get a hold of Dave. Yeah. So we were all, yep. Who's there, man?
Dave? Yeah. Dave's not here. The old Cheech and Chong takeoff.
Yeah.
I used to have that as an intro, one of my Rock Fabrico. Had a bunch of rotating openers, and it was like, wait a minute. We can do it. Since Dave's not here, let's have some. It was like spur of the moment. It just kind of happened. And, I don't know if anybody else got it, but we did.
Oh, we had fun with it. Yeah, here's our artist from that 400th episode. Was Chet Vincent and the Big Band. I was a big fan of them. Ooh. Folk Hammer, Alex Mattson, Lyle Borger, Noble Hops Music, Miss Freddie's Home Cooking Trio, Washboard, Tony and Son, Cast a Shadow, Kathy Stewart. She's still active. Samantha Sears, Jonah Baybrook, and Rob Williams and the Blues Drivers. We all had on that episode, 400th.
Wow. 400th. Wow. Great time period. Even though we went through some challenging times, the music has gotten us through a lot, and music always does. You know, we've always talked about music being healing, and man, we've been blessed to have some incredible tunes. And, you know, Utah, I was even going back through some of the Grassy Award nominations list and, you know, the songs that were on there, just amazing. And we're going to be spinning one that was a Grassy nominee, didn't win. It was the runner up.
They all could be winners. That's the thing about it. But, you know, hey, you picked your list and I picked my list. And you happen to pick this band and I happen to pick this band. So they're getting played twice tonight. And you already alluded to it. You wanted to roll your windows down. Highland Brothers Band, just one of the greatest songs that's come out of this show, in my opinion, as well. How many times were they nominated?
Seven times.
Something like that.
They were together. And,
just never took home the crown, but they sure deserved it. But we're throwing on the HHB.
Roll your windows down. Yeah, it was a runner-up, and to me and you both, you know, this is proof right here that we don't vote on the Grassies. That's up to you, the listeners out there, and it's all your prerogative, and we respect that. But this would have been our winner.
Yeah,
this would have been a Grassy Award winner without.
No offense to anybody, but
nope. It just is that good of a song. It's a feel good song, and we love it. And we're going to play "Story to Tell," Justin Wade, because he was also a past Grassy nominee. As we celebrate 700 episodes of the Grassroots Show here tonight, spinning you some music on the Rock Station 97.7. Our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
talk is easy, talk is cheap. Locomotive lost control. Wanna
down.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah Hair, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, don't miss the Fostering Music Jolly Jingle Jam coming up on Friday, December 19th, over at the Allegheny Mariner in Kittanning. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. Live music, raffles, fun, and support of the great program Fostering Music. 2B's Acoustic will be at Dodaddy Brewery on Friday, December 19th, 7 to 10 p.m. That's in Gibsonia. And at Arsenal Cider House in Dormont, Saturday, December 20th. That's West Liberty Avenue in Pittsburgh. And they'll be in Creighton after the holiday, Saturday, December 27th at Iron City Distilling. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, don't miss out on the Thirsty Thursday Acoustic Night at Liberty Corner Tavern, Thursday, December 18th, featuring Jeff Hartz at 7:30. Saturday, December 20th, it's the Tapping of the Cask at Stick City Brewing. That benefits Fostering Music, and it'll feature live music with Jay Lynn in Utah, and that gets underway at 2 o'clock. And mark your calendar for the first Rock Done Right Tour stop in 2026, Thursday, February 26th at Jurgles Rhythm Grill, featuring Gary Burke, The Noble Hops, along with Jake Parks and Nick Stelter.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back covering the eras of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you. We appreciate you tuning in. We're celebrating 700 episodes of this song. So think about how many songs of local music have transpired from our shows, 700 shows in. And usually on average, we're doing, a total of 8 songs, is it, when we have a guest? Because we always give the guest 4 songs, and we surround 4 songs of our own surrounding that. So 8 songs a night for 700 episodes. Some good exposure from local music.
And then we have shows like this where they're extended, and you know, our Christmas special and anniversary shows where we play more. It's probably around 6,000 songs we've played.
Wow. It's incredible. And the era we are up to now.
6,000 spins, I should say.
Yeah, 6,000 spins, yeah. Yeah, the era we're up to now as we get ready here.
Yeah, we're May 2020 through all the way up to our 500th episode, which was February 6th in 2022. Very special day.
That was, man. That was, man, they rolled out the red carpet.
Literally.
For local music. And that was a pretty awesome day. An open mic out at Missing Links. Man, that was cool. And salute to the folks that put that together. Our wives and Jay Lynn.
Yeah. And Linda Weber was buying that too. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fantastic day. And it was just good to see a bunch of people coming together to celebrate what we all love. And that's local music and the scene that is in this Western Pennsylvania. And I think that shows you the caliber of people that are in that music scene.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I mean, we could have went all night with that. It was just it was a great show.
Yeah. The turnout, and we've talked a lot on this show about how local musicians give back, and there's always something that seems to, you know, be needing support, a local charity, local organization, and it's amazing how many local musicians put that out in the forefront with everything they do, and how many entities that are there to make that happen, and it's just cool stuff. I mean, I think Fostering Music is a great sample of that, the support that they've received from local musicians all over.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, they've got their Jolly Jingle Jam coming up this Friday at the Allegheny Mariner. So you can get up there and help some kids in the foster system get music instruments and or lessons. So invite you to stop by. There'll be live music and raffles. And I'll be there just kind of hanging out drinking beer. So you can come buy me a beer.
There you go. Fun stuff. Well, hey, and right around the corner, we'll be, of course, playing our Christmas music. And that'll be coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or no, that's next week. Next band. I'm getting lost in December already. next week, next Sunday night is our local music Christmas show. So you got that last call on any entries. If you've got a local, if you're a local band, you got some Christmas music. I'm kind of curious about this Liberty Corner Tavern Christmas party and the guest bartender.
Oh yeah, Squatch. Yeah, Stump the Squatch. Go down there and play Stump the Squatch. Yeah.
And you'll be hosting an open mic that night.
Yeah, I'm going to host an open mic, and hopefully we get some people out there, and we just have a good time.
Yeah. And you could drink some beer the day before you listen to our Christmas episode. The Tapping of the Cask will be coming up down at Stick City Brewing with Jerry and Dre, and then some local music. You and Jay Lynn going to do some collaborating?
Yep, and that, again, benefits fostering music. So, yeah, come on down and be a part of that. Always a tasty beverage they tap out of that cask, and it's a fun time.
One of the things that I came across as we were looking back in time was around, what was it, 2019, I think it was. I had a piece of paper here, and I've kind of shuffled it in all the others. I had a note here that a young man named Isaac Cole had packed up and gone to Nashville. And that was one of a multiple people that we've had on this show that had packed up and gone. And, well, we go back to our very first Grassy Award-winning band, Highway 4. Two of the members decided to pack up and move to Nashville, and they still are down there today. Yeah. Isaac Cole, another success story, down there today. And
Elena.
Yeah, and Elena has been a prominent guest on our show, and the music continues to flow for them. And, you know, it's just been amazing, especially for a young man named Isaac Cole. Watched him grow up as a before he was a teenager performing, to what he's become now, and what a very talented musician he's become. Multi-instrumentalist, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's something else. And, you know, when we started the show, I said many of the shows I'm playing here would be in my favorite song list. If you ask me, what are your favorite songs? And this is one of them as well. And it's funny because he does a lot of co-writing. Mm-hmm. This is a song he wrote all on his own. And it's just the one that grabbed me. And it's called A Little While. And, boy, it's a great song. Powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And a gentleman that we've lost, but his legacy continues thanks to music. And in particular, a salute to you, Utah, and his band members, pulling together the legacy that Mr. Mo Nelson wrote.
Yeah, yesterday was actually 5 years of when we lost him. So, we finally, after COVID and all the madness ended there, we got to do a celebration for him. And we got together, I got together with his band, the Mo Nelson Band, to do a set, for his celebration. And we just, it was like, wow, we got to keep this going. So we spent an entire year doing his music. Played Millville Music Festival, played the band jam, you know, nothing but his music. And it was really cool. It was a cool period of my life. So, but he wrote such great songs. Yeah, yeah. Got to keep the music alive. And, you know, that ended up, a couple of the guys from the band there ended up helping Noble Hop see new trajectory of that takeoff. And we still play Mo songs in our sets all the time.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man. Salute to you guys keeping that legacy alive. And we're going to go back to an original, because this was a gentleman that we've talked to, whether it be in the studio or on his boat in somewhere in Key West, floating in the ocean.
He was a pirate, man. He's a true life pirate I ever knew.
Mr. Mo Nelson in his version of Wicked Rest following Isaac Cole. As we reflect back, 700 episodes of the Grassroots Show coming to you tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
I'm a stone's throw from Nashville and a good day's drive from home. I moved down here when I was 18. I don't get to see my family or my friends I grew up with, but maybe a few times in a year. I lost my old pup this last fall. Lord, it hit out of the blue. It's funny how 13 years seems to fly right by. Man, I still remember it all. It's a hard living. The cost of living's going up. Seems it gets worse every year. Every trip around the sun goes faster each time. Like this old world's picking up speed. Good dogs grow old, good trucks get tired, and good things only last a little while. Found it, this thing called love. She didn't feel the same way. Sometimes I see her driving around this little old town in that made up blue Chevrolet. It's a hard living, the cost of living's going. Seems it gets worse every year. Every trip around the sun goes faster each time. Like this old world's picking up speed. Good dogs grow old, good trucks get tired, good things only make sure your heart is with the man upstairs. 'Cause it's a hard living, the cost of living's going up. Seems it gets worse every year. Only last a little while.
Things that I must have left
It ain't no name town to the west. I guess there's no rest for the wicked. Rest. All the lies are told, and all the shows are shown, and all the things I've done to live. What if I was a different man, someone lesser might have stand? Maybe someone better will be good. I guess there's no rest for the wicked. Rest. I guess there's no rest for the wicked.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show, local music here on the Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And a shout out to Build the Scene and Bill Damiano. Well beyond 700 episodes of that, and we hope you'll support his efforts to support the local music scene. And, of course, we've got to mention music from the 412, because Bill's involved in helping that cause. Also, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 and Boyers being a part of our show tonight. And tonight is our 700th episode, and Utah, we've almost gotten to the point now, the era we're entering in, I almost remember this stuff.
Yeah, you almost remember it. And, yeah, it's our post-COVID era, and we're going from basically January 2022 through all the way through 2023. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And reflecting back in time and back to a time period where Dinner Bell Road had won a Grassy.
Oh.
Stage of Dreams were rooting for Ghost. Some fun stuff right there. And looking back on the time period where we had finally evolved out of the COVID era. Things were reopening, and we were finding out what survived. And, you know, that was a tough time period for businesses. But it seems like the brewery age really kind of took over. You know, we've had a lot of breweries open up. That became a thing. And they added the spice of local music to their scene, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of them doing it, wineries as well. And it kind of reshaped the musical venue landscape in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, there's still the old clubs hanging on to it that do it. 11th Frame still does live music, and you can always pop down in Freeport to that little corner bar there, Liberty Corner Tavern, and catch some, you know, live acoustic music. So there's little pockets of it here and there. But, yeah, the brewery and winery thing exploded, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got, you know, places nowadays like Big Rail that have a great outdoor facility.
Yeah.
You know, Missing Links, they built the stage out there.
Yeah, that was that COVID drove all that.
Yeah.
Because they were able to conduct business outside in the, you know, in the fresh air. And that was behind a lot of that new stage and kind of adapting to a different business model in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And the connections, you know, I think we mentioned this earlier, but, you know, doing our live music show a couple of weeks ago when we came in on Thanksgiving, you know, we got the first phone call. Nick Ziegler, native of Beaver County, out in California, avidly listens to the show. We've got a lot of supporters in that facet. And, you know, there was a young lady that was a native of Butler that moved to L.A. We talked about the Nashville connection on our previous segment, but you've got that California connection. And we have been honored to have a young lady named Rachel Bell, goes by the music name under the name of Little Luna. And you know, we've had multiple visits with her, especially when she comes back into town, and she's become one of our favorite guests.
Oh yeah, she absolutely, the way she carries herself. And it was really cool because a couple of months ago, me and Jazz decided to go to LA and catch Sour Mash playing at Whiskey A Go-Go, and we did an entire episode with Little Luna there as well in Griffith Park. You can find that on Music from the 412, by the way. Just look for that on the on-demand section. But what a talent.
Yeah,
I mean, she's just incredible talent, the real deal. And so through this period here, she had dropped the song Lennon, and well, it was great to me. It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, wow. You know,
yeah. And then it's a throwback because she's a fan of that old school style. She drives an old Mustang. She's got that era in her blood. She reminds me a lot of Michael Crowley, who works for our radio station, does some oldie stuff, and he's just an old audiophile. And I think Little Luna's in that same vein, you know. And connecting up, you mentioned Jazz. We're going to spin some half wheel because we've got a past Grassy Award-winning song in Good Day. But I was even remembering back, you know, we were talking about on the live call-in show.